Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, it's been a minute, but welcome to another Positive Vibe Show. I'm Jackie, the Positive Lady. And today, this evening, I am just talking about and encouraging you to, you know, start living your life. You can have a good life. You should have, you're supposed to have a good life. So be, you know, I mean, everything is not for hunky-dory purpose. And all of us, you know, we got issues, things is going on. But you still can live a good life, and you should. You know, whatever you settle for, listeners, that's the way to be. You can call in to the show at 718-664-6507. This is the Positive Vibe Show. I'm Jackie, your host. I just want to encourage you to start living, family and friends, start living a good life. Start living your life happy. I never see so many miserable people. You know, I met so many people that didn't have nothing. You know, and they was happy. And some people got everything, and they are unhappy. So things don't make you happy. You know, I hear people say all the time, well, if I could just get some money, if I could just do this, you know, I'll be happy, my life will be good. Listeners, your life can be good sitting in that one bedroom or driving that 10-year-old car, a 15-year-old car. You know, I often post this quote that says, what you allow will continue. And you know that's the truth, listeners. What you allow will continue. It's up to you. If you want to just keep getting up every day, going through the same motions, that's your choice. But you can change your life, listeners. Things can get better for you. But it's up to you, not no one else, but you. I just want to share briefly a few things here about how to live a happy life. And it's just some tips I found at wikihow.com. And the number one thing is, they say, reduce negative self-talk. Everyone engages in negative self-talk at some point or another. While some people may find it motivating, studies show that it actually contributes to stress, depression, and poor coping skills. You know, so learn to stop just talking negative trash. You know, I know some people that, I mean, they're so negative. If they'll even find negative as something that is wonderful and beautiful, but they'll still find some negative. So we do need to reduce the negative self-talk. I agree. Next, they say, engage in positive thinking. You know, sometimes, you know, people think when you go to talk talking positive thinking, oh, well, that's new age and all that. No, you need to learn to be positive. If I just got through saying, some people are so negative, that's all they know. And some people are not going to change, but I'm here to encourage you is to start thinking more positively, and you will see a big difference in your life. They're going to say here, thinking positively does not mean that you ignore the bad or unpleasant things in life. It simply means that you approach every situation in life, both good and bad, with a positive outlook and a productive mindset. You know, and if you're a person that you're just used to being negative, it's going to take you some time to get your thinking cleaned up and start thinking positive. But the most key thing to do here is do it. Your life will be good. And they go on and start talking about eat a healthy diet. You know, when you just out here eating anything and not taking care of your health, you don't feel good. You don't feel healthy. You're a miserable person. I don't care what you say. You are. I mean, you sit down and eat all this food, and then you pull back from the table, you're stuck, you're miserable, everything. You know, you should start thinking about your health, letting your health be at the top of your to-do list, and start living a healthy life. Start eating healthier. They got everything out here for you now, and so there's no excuse for you not to eat healthier. And that's the truth. I cheat sometimes, but I don't cheat all the time. But I'm going to put healthy things in my body every day. So you should eat healthy because you are what you eat. People don't like to hear about that. Changes. Start eating healthier. You'll start feeling better and thinking better. The next one they go on to say is manage stress in your life. You cannot avoid stressful situations, but you can find ways to relieve your stress. Okay? You can. For one thing, you know, I'm a nursing professional, and sometimes things just get really out of hand. A lot of stuff go down, and it can be stressful. But it's all in how you handle it. You don't have to let stressful situations stress you out, and that is the truth. It's how you deal with it. So a lot of people need to get a lot of stress out of their life, and they'll be happy. And some of you just love the drama and all of that, and you need to stop being like that and stop getting away from it. Get away from toxic drama people. Get away from toxic situations. And because it is a great effect on your life. So you need to get rid of stress. Some people are just stress balls. They stress about the next turning the next channel on the TV. And I am not lying. People make a drama out of the pettiest, simplest things. stressing over a piece of cake or just silliness. You need to stop. You need to stop being a stress ball. And, you know, I just want to end with saying these things is that, you know, you need to care about your health. You need to live healthy. That's what I do. I do things to take care of myself. You know, I take supplements. I drink healthy greens every day. And I make sure that I get, you know, cardio exercise. I'm finna start getting back in the water. So there's things that you can do in your life to make your life happy, you know. And a lot of people are not happy, too, because of finances. You know, do what you can to get it straightened out, but don't keep struggling and staying on a dead-end job. You can do something about things. You know, you can take classes online. There's no excuse to not take something to better yourself. You could take a class in anything. I mean, better yourself and stop making excuses and get away from toxic people and stop letting people use you and take care of your health and get a positive mindset. Take care of you. You know, that's to me is the main keys to living a good life like you should. You should be happy and get around people that's happy and positive and doing things with their life and who like to have fun. You know, don't hang with nobody. They don't never want to do nothing. They ain't trying to do nothing with their life. I mean, that's, you keep hanging around people like that, it runs off. So you got to make the changes yourself to have the life that you should, because you're supposed to have a happy, good life. I don't care what anybody say. You know, maybe life haven't been dealt you your cards the way you wanted them dealt, but you can make a change. God gave us all the brain, all the tools to do things in life, to live life happy. It's there, and you the one have to do something about it. I'll turn 60 soon, and I'm going to keep on being an entrepreneur, doing things, enjoying life, and taking care of my health, and having a happy life. Everything is not going to always be perfect in our life. Things happen, but that don't stop you from having a happy life. That don't stop you from being happy, listeners. You can be happy. It's your choice. Your life can be happy. But you got to get away from these negative holics, negaholics, criticholics, toxic people, and working at these dead-end jobs and dead-end careers, and just go on and make some changes. Don't be afraid. You know, step out your comfort zone and do some things that you've been wanting to do and be happy in your life. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to have a good life. I don't care what nobody say. You know, we want to keep saying, well, you know, I ain't perfect, and, you know, this and that. And no, that is true. We're not perfect. Things happen, but that's no excuse still to keep you from not having a happy life, listeners. You can be happy. You can have a good life, but the main thing is take care of your health. Get your health on track. I've never seen so many unhealthy young people 20 to don't take care of themselves, and they ignore the signs. And then I know people want to say, oh, I ain't have no insurance. No, you go to the doctor if you are ailing, if you are getting symptoms of something you don't understand. There's a health district in every city. Call them and find out where's the resources where you can go and get some health care if you don't have insurance. Take care of your health, because without your health, your life ain't going to be good, because you're going to be sick and you're ailing. So take care of your health. Stop just eating anything or drinking anything. You know, I had somebody tell me, oh, I'm not going to, the doctor told him, man, you need to walk and you need to do this. You need to exercise. You know what they told me? I ain't walking. I ain't exercising. And you know what happened to them? They end up having a massive stroke, and not too long after they passed away. They could have been exercising and eating better and things, you know. I mean, your doctors don't know everything, but they give us good advice, and we need to pay attention to things and take care of our health, because if your health is poor, you're not going to have a good life. Sickly and can't do nothing and running to doctors, it is not a pleasant thing to be doing. So take care of your health. And as I keep saying, get rid of these toxic people and things in your life, and negaholics and criticaholic people. And if you in a dead-end job, then you start doing something to get out of that job. Maybe you've been there a long time, but you shouldn't be miserable, because that stress, a lot of stress on you when you went something and you miserable, that affects your health. So I just want to encourage you to think about it. You should have a good life. God wants you to have a good life. You should have a happy life, and you can, but you know whose choice and decision it is to? You. So I always tell people, always take time to be happy and enjoy life, and that's what you should do, because we don't come this way but once, and the time that you got left, have a good life.